Well, good morning again. It's a pleasure to be here. It's been a while that I've been here on this side of the room. And I'll be real honest with you, because I'm about the business these days of living as authentic a life as I possibly can. When Reverend Sylvia called and asked if I would come and speak, I said, "You know, Reverend Sylvia, during this phone conversation, we've been truthing. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't want to, and I will." So here I am. And it's always a pleasure to serve. And I acknowledge that I usually run from it. And eventually, I do what needs to be done. Wow. This heat is something else, isn't it? And anybody who didn't believe in climate change, I wonder what they're thinking now. Because if we don't need any more evidence what we have right now, I'm convinced, I was convinced before. But what's going on now leaves no doubt in my mind that nature is doing its thing and we are the recipients of what is occurring. Well, here we go again. This November, we, the citizens of this country, will vote to elect our leader for the next 4 years. Or will it just be the next 4 years? Changes are occurring in our judicial system that may have opened the door to eradicate the democratic system of governing that this country is founded on. And isn't it ironic that just a few days ago, on the 4th of July, we celebrated Independence Day. And now there is an appearance that that independence that was fought for so long ago may slowly evaporate and disappear. Now, we can respond to these occurrences with fear and dread. I imagine a lot of people are in this state. Or we can choose to experience all that is occurring as an invitation to strengthen our resolve to trust God and not be deceived by appearances. Throughout my studies in New Thought, primarily through the teachings of Unity, I've either read or heard that whatever might be occurring in our lives and affairs, regardless of how things might appear, there is good in it. And if this is so, if this is true, then, as truth students, isn't it our mission to focus on seeing these occurrences from this lens? There is good in it, regardless of how the situation might appear from our human perspective. So where is the good in the possibility of the end of democracy as we come to know it? Where is the good in all the gun violence that is occurring all over the world, in this country and everywhere daily? Where is the good in the effects of climate change? Where is the good? You fill in the blank. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. However, what I do know is there are many spiritual practices available to us to help us to navigate these occurrences and establish a sense of peace and calm within us. New Thought and Unity principles teach us that we can and, in fact, do change our lives based on what we choose to focus on. Unity teaches there is only one presence and one power in the universe, God. Well, how can that be? Well, it is so because what we call God is essentially energy. And we know from science class, if you can remember back that far, that energy is neither created nor destroyed. Yet, we have the power to form energy with our thoughts. For the most part, when we attempt to define God, the concepts that frequently come up is God is love, God is wisdom, God is peace, God is power, God is good. Well, God is all these concepts and so much more. God is the life force behind and within everything. And God is principle, responding effortlessly to where we focus our thoughts and energy without censorship. And that's a thought I want you to keep in mind. The energy responds to our thoughts, our words, our actions without censorship. It doesn't say, oh, that thought Angela just had, that's not good for her. We're not going to bring that into manifestation. Or, oh, that was a really good thought. We're going to do overtime trying to bring that one into manifestation. The energy is neutral. So wherever we focus our thoughts intently, the universe responds in kind. When we intently focus our attention on the things that are disturbing to us, we are directing the universal energy, God, to intensify what is disturbing us. And when we intently focus our attention on the qualities of God, we are directing the universal energy, God, to intensify the universal God qualities we want to manifest in our life and affairs. The words I spoke at the beginning of the meditation comes from the song, Our Thoughts Are Prayers. We used to sing this song each Sunday in preparation for meditation. Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers, not just some of our thoughts or only our good thoughts. The universal energy God responds to all of our thoughts. And thus the song goes on to say, our thoughts are prayers. Take charge of what you're saying. And I must add, thinking as well. So what does that mean? Well, the way I understand it, the universal energy, God energy, that exists everywhere and in everything, is infused in and responsive to everything we say, do, and think, and responds in kind to where we focus our energy. The first minister I studied with in Unity, Reverend Amalia Frank, introduced the concept of God as universal, impersonal principle. Universal, impersonal principle. And if you're hearing it for the first time, I'd love to be a fly on the wall of your mind to what you might be thinking. Because I know when I heard it, I thought, what the heck does that mean? And as I spent time reflecting on this concept, over time, I began to understand that God energy responds impersonally to my thoughts and brings into existence whatever I have chosen to dwell on. Myrtle Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, in her book, How to Let God Help You, says, God is not a personal being with parts like a man. God is it, neither male nor female, but principle. Myrtle also said, there is but one mind, and in reality, no separate men and women. This God is not far away, but is right in our midst. And from this I glean that the mind of God, God energy, that is everywhere present, is within me and within you too. So from time to time, when I look at my life and review what is occurring, whoa, I get to see where I've been focusing my energy by observing what is showing up in my life and affairs. And then I get to choose to make changes in my life by consciously directing my thoughts on the God energy within me. It's an inside job. We cannot change many of the occurrences that are happening in the world and in our lives. However, there is something we can do. We get to choose how we respond to what is going on around us. I choose to watch the news to keep an eye on what is going on in the world around me. And sometimes I am triggered and become uneasy about what I perceive is happening. And when I notice I am becoming uneasy about these things, I'm grateful when I wake up and remember that I have the power within me to choose what, if any, effect these situations will have on me. I can simply change the channel, so to speak, by changing my focus away from uneasy situations and turning my focus within on God energy. I turn my attention to the qualities I choose to have occur in my life and in the world, and allow the ever-present universal impersonal principle we call God to do what God does. So how do we do this? There are a number of different ways that we can approach it. However, I want to share with you something that was shared recently. You heard this recently when Reverend James Watson spoke to us last month, and I feel it is worth repeating. We can golden key it. And what is that? Well, the golden key, written by notable New Thought leader and writer Emmett Fox, contains just one profound idea. Stop thinking about the difficulty, whatever it is, and think about God instead. Stop thinking about the difficulty, whatever it is, and think about God instead. The golden key is a simple and highly effective tool that can empower us and help us to navigate our responses to events, be they world events or the personal events occurring in our lives. Let me share with you, from the words of Emmett Fox, a little more about this simple process. Scientific prayer will enable you to get yourself or anyone else out of any difficulty. It is the golden key to harmony and happiness. To those who have no acquaintance with the highest power in existence, this may appear to be a rash claim, but it needs only a fair trial to prove that, without a shadow of a doubt, it is a just one. You need take no one's word for it, and you should not. Simply try it for yourself. God is omnipotent, and we are God's image and likeness and have dominion over all things. This is the inspired teaching, and it is intended to be taken literally at its face value. The ability to draw on this power is not the special prerogative of the mystics or the saints, as is so often supposed, or even of the highly trained practitioner. Everyone has this ability, whoever you are, wherever you may be. The golden key to harmony is in your hand. And Reverend James put it in our hands last month, didn't he? At least a symbol of it. This is because in scientific prayer, it is God who works and not you. And so, your particular limitations or weaknesses are of no account in the process. You are only the channel through which the divine action takes place. And you are only the channel through which your treatment will be the getting of yourself out of the way. Beginners often get startling results the first time, for all that is essential is to have an open mind and sufficient faith to try the experiment. Apart from that, you may hold any views on religion or none. As for the actual method of working, like any fundamental thing, it is simplicity itself. All you have to do is this: stop thinking. thinking about the difficulty, whatever it is, and think about God instead. This is the complete rule, and if only you will do this, the trouble, whatever it is, will disappear. It makes no difference what kind of trouble it is. It may be a big thing or a little thing. It may concern health, finance, a lawsuit, a quarrel, an accident, or anything else conceivable. But whatever it is, stop thinking about it and think of God instead. That is all you have to do. Now, it sounds simple, and actually it is. But as simple as it is, it requires some effort on our part. Ask any professional athlete or musician or kid who decides they want to learn how to learn a new trick on the playground. It takes practice. Practice, practice, practice. And even when we think we have perfected something, we need to go back and practice some more. And so I say to you, consider this process as a part of your spiritual practice as you navigate the things that are happening in and around your life. Become an unbiased observer of your life. Be honest with yourself as never before, and see where you really are in consciousness and what role you're playing and sending energy into directions that you want to go into and directions that you don't want to go into. Or decide whether or not you're spending time worrying about things that you can't do a thing about anyway. So when you find yourself in those situations, stop thinking about the situation and keep your mind on God. Keep your mind on truth. Don't like what you observe? Golden key it. Thank you. Blessings.